Okay, today's daf is Moed Katan, daf Yud Aleph, and we will discuss the last few lines of the perek here in the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph and a related issue. So if you have towards the bottom of the perek, you have Rav says that Adat Saida, a professional trapper of fish, used to tell him certain life messages about fish. And Rav quotes that Adat Saida told him, Kavra Samach L'Misrach Amali, to eat a fish right before it spoils, that's the best. That's the best time to eat the fish right before it spoils. Number one, V'yamar Rav, and Rav says, Amali Adat Saida, Kavra Tavye Ba'achua, if it is roasted in its brother. What does his brother mean? Salt. Because salt and fish both come from the water. So says Rashi, Shamelach Nifra Min Amayim Kedagim. So if you salt fish in its brother's salt, Asuke Ba'avuha, and then afterwards you roast it in its father, which is the water, Michle Bibre, you eat it with its son, which is the broth that comes out of the fish, Ishte aleavu, and then you drink it again with its father, with water. That's a good thing, meaning salt and water and brine and father. Okay, Amar Rav, and then Rav says, Adat Saida told me, Kavra tachli v'chalba, liton guflo, liton peira. Right, if you eat fish with cress and milk, which is interesting, not for now, the fish and the milk issue, about Sfardim not eating milk and fish together, then liton gufa, let your body carry, evlo liton puria, and not your bed. That means do some exercise after you eat the fish, because, you know, don't go to sleep right afterwards, it's not good for the health. And then the last line, v'yama rav, amrli adat zayda, kavra tachli v'chalba, where if you have this fish with cress and milk, Maya velo shichra, shichra velo chamra. Better, Rashi explains, mutav l'shtos achrein maya velo shichra, better to drink water after the fish and not beer, if you have the choice, and it's better to drink beer than wine. That's what the Gemara says. That's Rav telling us all these life advice about eating fish. Tosfos points out here, again, this is not our topic, but it's a crucial Tosfos. This is a Shas Tosfos. Tosfos says, what does Rav say in the name of this fisherman, or Adat Saida, the trapper, that it's great to eat fish right before it spoils? But Tosfos says, nowadays, it's a sakana to eat fish like that. It's a danger. So how could you say, how could Lagwara say that it's a good thing? And also, the last line, v'chan mishti alei avua, right? Drinking water after eating fish, we also know that's not good. Da'achar b'samach d'mali, that also is not known as safe today. So what do you say? Satosis has a couple of answers. V'shema nishtanu kamo harifuel shevashas. Shina toos b'zvan hazeh. Maybe times have changed and realities have changed. And therefore, that is why Tosfos says, and again, a big topic, we're not allowed to use the medicines that are mentioned in the Gemara. In Avodah Zarah and Gittin, you have two huge topics relating to medicine. And we know there's already a cheirim of the Gaonim before Tosfos not to use those medicines. But for a number of reasons, we don't know exactly what they are. We don't know how to use them. We don't know how much to use. And also what's called nishtanu ativim. Things have changed. Things have changed. And therefore, mitzias, physical realities have changed. And therefore, something that was healthy in the days of the Gemara might be dangerous today. Therefore, you can't go by what it's based on in the Gemara. Oshema naras debava malo tve. Maybe the rivers of Babel were different. Maybe that water is different. And then Tosfos says, v'yesh befarshim, maybe kavra isn't even fish. The kavra lo bechal dog im ma'iri, v'shem dog sheshmo kavra, mishuna bedvarim. Okay, so this is the discussion of Tosfos, that maybe nowadays it's a sakana to drink after fish, nishtanu ativim. Rabbi Chananel also here on the bottom says, ukshe tachluhu shesei acharav ha'mayim, ki ba'osa ha'es u ba'oso makom, ha'yu omrim lahem arofim, so that also gives the impression. The doctors at that time, says Rabbi Chananel, before Tosfos, Rabbi Chananel says, at that time the doctor said, and in that place, it's a good thing to do. Clearly, mashma, that this is not a halacha Moshe B'Sinai. This is just whatever is healthy and not healthy at the time. That's what you have to follow. If you look at Rabbi Kiva Eger on Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Kiva Eger on Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Tezayin, hey, he quotes this Tosfos. Quotes this Tosfos about the dangers of drinking after the fish. Rabbi Kiva Eger says here on the, we know the halacha in Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Tezayin is all about items that are dangerous to partake of. So we'll get to that a little bit later as well. So Tosfot, the Rebbe Kiva Eiger here in Shulchan Aruch quotes this discussion about not drinking it after the, I'm not going to look for it now, but not drinking it after the fish. Good. We'll stop we'll look at it. But it's also quoted in the Aruch HaShulchan, also quoted in the Kesef Mishnah as well. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes this in Kuf Tes Zayin, that's the Siman, in Os Yud. Os Yud, that's where he quotes the halacha about not eating fish and meat together. We had a whole lumda shir about that a number of months ago. And he quotes how to separate between the two, which we'll get to. V'yesh Omrim, says the Aruch HaShulchan, de'achshav neshtanu ativim, v'kama dvarim shomer v'gemara mishum ruach ra, v'anun enes harn baze, v'ena medinos shavos zel azeh, the countries aren't similar, v'gam rabo seinu bali atosvis, kasvu sof per kama demoy katan, that's our tosvis. Amas shomer v'gemara, de'kavr sovach lemisruch amali, he quotes our tosvis. And then he says, okay, this is some are not makpid about it. Okay, so the question is, so Tosfos says, the Gemara says certain things are not good, and Tosfos says those things some things are good. Tosfos says those things are also not good. You can't drink water after fish. So there is a custom in some circles in Klal Yisrael to, after they eat fish, after the on the Shabbos meal, they eat fish, they have a shot of whiskey. Have a shot of whiskey before they have the rest of the meal. So is there any halachic basis, or where does that come from? So it's fascinating, right? That starts with the halacha that we just mentioned, that the Gemara says in Maseches Pesachim not to eat fish and meat together, and that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, even though there are those that say that nowadays we don't know of the sakana, but the Shulchan Aruch does quote it. Right after the Shulchan Aruch says that mayim gluyim, leftover liquid, which was dangerous in the days of the Gemara, because maybe a snake came in and dropped off some venom. And Tosfos already says that, well, nowadays that doesn't apply because there's no snakes putting venom in the drinks. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, and nowadays is mutter on that halacha. Right? Mashkim shenizgalu asrum chachamim chayshinin shemeshasso nachash mehen v'yachshav shein nachashim mitzuyim einenu mutter. And in the very next halacha, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, don't eat fish and meat together, and does not quote bizman hazeh, that we don't have to worry about it. So the contrast is one after the other is very fascinating, that the Shulchan Aruch seems clearly to say that halacha that one should keep today. Okay, we discussed that in that shiur a couple of months ago. How far do you go with that? What about cooking it in the same oven? What about how much of a hefsek? But some have the minug of having a shot of whiskey in between. So we're going to talk today about three areas of halacha regarding whiskey. There's more, but that's today's discussion. So number one is this idea that comes from the Gemara. The Gemara says, drink water after fish. And if you don't have any water, drink beer. That's better than wine. And Tosfos says, drinking water today is no good either. Right? It's a sakana. based on this, the Kitzur, the Sharm Sian of Halacha, Rabbi Braun, in his commentary on Shulchan Aruch, on the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, or Simon Lama Gimel, that's where the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch quotes, that when you eat fish and then meat, you have a little bread, or drink something in between. So the Sharma Sina Balacha here quotes, well, Tosfos, the Gemara says it's not good to drink wine, and it's not so good to drink beer. Tosfos says it's not good to drink water, so what is there left? So that's where the minna came from, of drinking schnapps. Right, that's what the Sharma Sina Balacha quotes. V'yefshar, demehai taima, shosim hayom, acher dagim, Yayin Saraf, which is whiskey, which is schnapps. Fascinating, that's his suggestion. If you look in the Mishnah Halachas, Rav Menashe Klein, from Ungvar, right, 20th century, 1925, 2011. What if nowadays the doctors say that wine is okay and water is okay to drink after fish? So he says, okay, well, you do what you can, but again, if you could follow this idea, v'nira to become some chua olam shal lishtos mayim achar achilas dogim. Become akam im yomur harofim shaleka sakana ka'es yesh la'ayin im mutter lishtos kivan de tali berefua. Maybe it's just medical and therefore there's no issue at all. O kivan de tali b'mayim ve'in levarer v'chamir sakana me'isura ve'in lohakel. Okay, if you don't have anything else, you could use it. But it's better not to use the items that were ossered earlier. And therefore, he says that's where the minna comes from. What about juice? That's also not any of the above. So maybe that also can be the same thing as whiskey. There's no chiyuv here to drink whiskey. I'm not saying here any chiyuv, but one could just wash their mouth out and spit it out. That also helps. But either way, this is number one. About the whiskey to separate between, maybe a remez of where it comes from based on this Gemara and this Tosfos. That's the suggestion of the Sha'arim Mitsuyanim Behalacha. Another issue, just once we're talking about whiskey on Shabbos, is the idea of whiskey for Kiddush. I think we've touched on that before, but we'll mention it again. Right? We know that for Kiddush, one needs a Rov Revius. One needs a Rov Revius to drink a Rov Revius from a cup that holds a Revius. Right? That's the halacha for Kiddush. And one can use anything you want, any type of wine for Kiddush. Right? The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Siman Reish Ayin Beis, the Siman about Kiddush, that you could use white wine. The Ramban does not like white wine. You have to use red wine. But either way, the Minag is, as the Shulchan Aruch says, Kisvara Rishona. One could use white wine, no problem. The Mishnah Berurah there quotes L'kuli Alma Mitzvah L'Achzarach Yayin Adom Ela Emeinlo Adom O'She'enu Meshubach. Right, whatever you like better, whatever's a better wine, whatever, it's minigolem today is to use white wine, red wine, whichever wine. Grape juice also is 100% fine, according to all the poskim bizman hazeh, that it has the status of wine for all the various halachos. What is the issue then with whiskey? The problem is that one way makes Kiddush on whiskey, and generally it's more for the Shabbos morning. I think that is the minhag of some, and not the Friday night, which is the Daraisa Kiddush. The problem is that one does not make Kiddush on a sheer Revius, right? The average shot glass is not the sheer of a Revius. So how does one make Kiddush on a sheer of whiskey that is not the sheer that you need for Kiddush? How does that work? So there is a Taz. There is a Taz. The Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Bracha Achrona, in Siman Reish Yud, Ha'ochel pachos mikazayas. If somebody eats less than a kazayas, bein mi pas, bein mi shar ochlim. Somebody eats less than a kazayas of food. Vashos pachos mi revius. If somebody drinks less than a revius of liquid, bein mi yayin, bein mi shar mashkim. Mavarach tchila bracha haruuyal osu amin. Anything that goes into my mouth, I have to make a bracha rishona. Right? There's no minimum shear for bracha rishona, but for bracha achrona, it's only if it's a kazayas or revius. If I just taste something, I don't make a bracha afterwards. Ula'ach ravina mavarach klal. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Taz on that simin in Hilchos Bracha Achrona, nothing to do with Shabbos. Nirali, the Yayin Saraf Shebevedina Seinu Eine Bechal Zeh. Says the Taz, a Chiddush Gadol. Foods go by the normal amount that's eaten or drunk for those foods. And therefore, even though Kezayis and Revius are the normal Shiurim for food and drink, but if you have a drink that you normally, the normal consumption amount is less than that, then you make a bracha achron on that too. That's the chiddush of the Taz. The bezeh ef shalushos revius halug shu beitzu mechza v'im kein azlina baser shir ashti al rov bnei adam bezeh. You go by the shir that most people drink, and therefore it is different. Skipping, he quotes a raya from Tosfos in Maseches Brachas about eating a date with the pit, without the pit. Hachanami b'yayin saraf shem shosek kederach shebnei adam shosin bepam echad or afilu b'shtei pa'amim kshein hefsek b'neim kashir shdias revius. If you drink that amount, so therefore that's good enough for bracha achrona. That is the chiddush of the Taz. So some say, oh, just like the Taz said that by bracha achrona, that the shot glass is enough for to make a bracha achrona, and it's so too by Kiddush. So too by Kiddush, it should be good enough for the shir. So two problems with that. Number one, even in Hilchos bracha let's say it this way. Even if the Taz says it by bracha achrona, who says he should apply it to Kiddush? Maybe there are different rules. Maybe even if you want to say the Taz didn't say this by Hilchos Kiddush. The Taz only says Be'echos Bracha Achrona. So who says that, you know, he would apply the same rules? Maybe, but you don't know. And number two, we don't even paskin this way in Hilchos Bracha Achrona. Right, the Magen Avraham in source number Magen Avraham in Siman Kuf Tzadi says V'yesh Rotzin Lomar. He doesn't even quote the Taz by name. Some want to say Dal Yayin Saraf Mevarach Bepachos Mikazayas De Bepurta Miyas V'Daitei V'Li Nira De Be'inon Kishir. No, or v'lo nira. To be the kashir, you need the shir. To have avada, yishin is chazakim v'achalim tovim. What are you going to say the Magen Avraham says? Mechas Chinuch also talks about this. What, every food has its own shir? What if you eat hot peppers? Well, you only eat a little bit. What if you eat any type of food that you eat a small amount? What, every food is going to have its own bracha achrona amount? Right? Ein l'davar sof, and you nasata the bracha l'shiurim. You can't have that. Right? V'afilu achi, bina shir, lo chilk l'chavim b'shiurim, the chavim mora mechalik, and the Mishnah Berurah also, there, in Ksumin Kuf Tzadik, nothing to do with Kiddush, quotes the Taz and says, achin kol ha'achronim dachu dvarav. All achronim were docha the words of the Taz. V'halu dekol shaloshasa revia shalem, bein b'yayin, bein b'shar mashkin, ein rashoi, levarech bracha achrona, ukidas ha'shulchan aruch. The Shulchan Aruch didn't make any chilukim, and therefore there shouldn't be any distinction. So to say it, it's the Taz is very difficult. Number one, the Taz didn't even say it by Kiddush, and we might not have even paskin like the Taz in Hilchos bracha achrona. But there are those, there are tzaddikim, the Marsham, and others, the Be'er Moshe quotes that many tzaddikim did make Kiddush HaShtas, maybe because it's the morning and it's the Durabanan, but it is, this is the first suggestion. There is another suggestion that's given by the Achronim, the Eretz Tzvi. The Kashuk Lover, Rav Ayasi Frumer, who was killed in the Shoah, he has a tshuva in Chelik Alev of his tshuvas, where he has a different suggestion. Right? When schnapps is not drunk for its... You're thirsty. You're thirsty after playing sports. Oh, I need some schnapps. No. It's drunk for, you know, it's other forms of pleasure. Those who, I don't like whiskey at all. But others who get pleasure from it, drink it for to be a beverage. Right, to be a beverage. And suggests the Eretz Tzvi, in this case, maybe only liquids that you drink to quench your thirst have the status of a revius. But maybe other types of drinks that are more as part of your meal, maybe that would have the shear of kizayis. Because it's more like a food. It's not like a liquid that would give you help you quench your thirst. And therefore, he says, maybe the same thing would be here. Well, Lefi Ha'amur, he quotes, he says, so I would agree to the Taz, but not for his reasoning. Yesh Barosh Lomar, Dilainyan Yesh Shiure Lebracha Achrona, Bikizayas Kedas Ataz, Velo Mitame, Rak Mishum De Yesh, who may pay rose, Veino Mishive Mashkin. It's not one of the seven liquids, right, of that we know is Makshala Kabal Toma. Rak Omi Tefiche Adama, Omi Saorin, Omi Sharbe Peres, Afilum Yesh Bo Ma'at Mayim, Azlina Basarov, Omi Peres, Vino Ka'ochel, Vishir Bikizayas Lukulayama. And therefore, it goes like the Shirma foods. Well, the Fiza Ola Yafe Minag Yisrael Kadesh Biyom Shabbos Kodesh Al Slochus Katan Shal Yesh, because you could go by the, it can be considered a food. It's a machal, not a mashke. Right? Rav Shechter in Bikvei Atzon quotes this suggestion and says, no, you have to make kiddush on a liquid though. You have to make it, wait, could you make kiddush on soup? You can't make kiddush on soup. Soup is also pretty liquidy, but it's a food. Right? It's a food. I'll give you. So once you say it's a food and not a liquid, then you can't make kiddush on it. Maybe it can help for bracha achrona, but for kiddush, it's not going to help you. And therefore, also he writes there that Rav Chaim Volozhin also did not like this practice. So again, the easy solution is just to have someone else make kiddush on a shear of wine, and then be yotze with that, and then somebody can have their schnapps. But that's a second area of halacha. So having the whiskey after the between the fish and the meat. Number two, the shear of whiskey for kiddush. The other sugya to mention, we're not going to get into cherry casks today about whiskey that is aged in cherry casks. There's one have to worry about the issue of the wine, the taste of the wine going into the whiskey. But just to mention one other sugya, and that is the fact that it relates to what we were just talking about. We make a shahakol on whiskey. We make a shahakol on whiskey. So Tosfos asks a question in Brachas on Daf Lamed Ches. That the same question could be asked on whiskey. He asks it on beer. Tosfos asks, why do we make a shahakol on beer? What about a mizonos? The Gemara tells us that mizonos, the five grains, can never be batel. Can never be batel, even if it's a tafel. Even if it's a tafel. Right? So, unless, right, the Gemara says, unless the mizonos, the flour, is there only to hold the other ingredients together. Right? Like meatballs. You put a little flour in meatballs, but nobody makes mizonos on meatballs. Right? Make a shahakol. Or some say licorice, right? The licorice, assuming licorice is shahakol, according to most poskim, because it's just as a binder. But if it's there for any other reason, so then you can't disregard it. Right? Mizonos, even if it's tafel, you have to make a bracha on it. So asks Tosfos and Mesechas Brachas Daf Lamed Ches, why don't you make a mizonos on beer? Because beer is made from fermented grain, and therefore, or whiskey is made from fermented grain. So beer is also, you use grain and the hops. So he asked Tosfos, let's read it. V'sheicher didon, af agav, d'shema yishmim k'zayis b'chnei achilas pras, lo mevarchan al b'rei mizonos el shakal. V'yafilu l'rav v'shmuel, d'armi nekosh yishmim mechameshes aminim, mevarchan al b'rei mizonos. Why? So Tosfos has three answers. Brachas lamed ches. So the same three answers, l'chora, would apply to whiskey as well. Ha'cha lo'avi bu mamish sa'orin, v'yishcher el ha'time of alma. They don't use the actual grains, only the taste of. So maybe they, even Rav Shmuel wouldn't say that their shita applies there. If you use any grain, if you're only using the taste of the grain, let's say you soak the grain and then you take the liquid that came from the grain, so that's not mizonos, that's shahakol. Number one. Number two, va'od, mishum diyishpo iluya achrina bapas. This is not the ultimate usage of mizonos, of grain. Grain used for dough. So anytime that grain is used for dough, so that's where you're going to say there can never be batel. Whether it's cookies, whether it's bread, wafers, right? Anything like that. So that's where we say that flour achieves its special status. Right? Just like if I eat raw flour, I'm not going to, I'm gonna make a hadama on that, right? If it's raw flour. But that's number two. So number one, maybe it's only the taste. Number two, maybe it is, it's not the ultimate. Va'od b'shtia omer shahako. Right? Number three, it's liquid. It's a drink. Drinks are shahakol, except for wine, which is agafen, but drinks are shahakol. And because drinks are shahakol, it doesn't matter. That rule overrides kol sheish b'mechamesh aminim, the fact that drinks are shahakol. So those are the three answers that Tosfos gives about beer. Brachas, lamed ches, aman alef, dibur maskol, hai. So l'chora, the same would apply to whiskey as well. So this is a discussion that came up here in the last few lines of the Gemara, here in Moed Katan, about drinking after fish, and relating that to the minhag of some to have whiskey between the fish and the rest of the meal. But one should follow their practice and, you know, be able to drink appropriately anything that they might drink. Okay, we'll stop here.